看到是很重要，包括的范围很大。
And he gives high position to the cross. He feels it is very important.
为什么保罗要这么的高举基督，跟他钉十字架呢？
Why does Paul put such emphasis on Christ and him crucified?
因为他知道这是到达神永远旨意的一个途径。
Because this is the way to the eternal purpose of God.
可以说，除了这十字架的道路以外，没有办法达到神永远的旨意。
It's safe to say that.Unless we go through the way of the cross, there is no way to the eternal purpose of God.
在这次特会中间，我们也遇到一些弟兄姊妹。
And this meeting, we also met some brothers and sisters.
他们来到这个聚会以后，这个神的话给他们很多的开启。
And after hearing the messages, the Lord revealed much to them.
他说，过去我们就只知道十字架。就是关于救赎这一面。
And they said we only knew the cross in terms of salvation.
他说这次神是在恩待我们，给我们看见更多的。
But the Lord gave us grace this time so that we could see more.
说这个十字架的救恩，包括了我们的生活、我们的侍奉、我们的生命的长进。
And the cross governs our life and our service and our spiritual growth.
主耶稣不单单是带我们死。
And he did not only take us with him.
不是单单叫我们免除这个罪的刑罚。
And not only is it the forgiveness of sin.
他还要我们来跟随他。
But he also wants us to follow him.
所以他对门徒说。
So he said to his disciples.
若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架，天天来跟从我。
He says to his disciples, if anybody wishes to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me.
主耶稣不要我们单单是做一个信徒。
The Lord doesn't want us just to be a saint.
单单的相信他。
And one that just believes in him.
接受他做我们的救主。
And one that just accepts him as a savior.
他更是要我们做他的门徒。
He wants us to be disciples.
来跟随他。
To follow him.
就是主耶稣的心意。
And this is the desire of our Lord's heart.
我们都愿意来跟随主。
We're all willing to follow the Lord.
当我们信了主以后，我们实在是很愿意来跟随主。
And when we first believe in the Lord, we all desire to follow after him.
但是我们也试过在跟随主的路上有很多的障碍。
But we have also experienced that there are many difficulties on the way of following the Lord.
我们是信了主了。
And we have believed in the Lord.
我们也有的主的生命。
And we have the life of the Lord.
但是我们发现在我们里头的肉体。
But we find that inside our flesh.
我们的旧人。
Our old man.
还在我们的里面。
Is still present.
我们也发现在外面还有世界的试探和引诱。
And we still find that there are still the attractions of the world.
所以我们跟随主觉得是很困难。
So we find when we follow the Lord, it is difficult.
但是在这次聚会中间，我们听到这些神的话。
But in this meeting, we heard the word of the Lord.
我们怎么能够除去我们这些不合乎神心意的东西呢？
And how do we deal with these characters of the old man?
怎么能够来跟随主呢？
How do we follow the Lord?
十字架
through the cross,
就通过十字架
only through the cross,
能够除去这些不是属于神的东西
we deal with those that are not of Christ,
我们才能够来跟随主
that we can follow the Lord,
而且主叫我们走这条路
and the Lord asks us to walk this way,
不是一条我们自己来走的
and it's not one that we can walk ourselves,
主已经走过了
the Lord has gone before,
主也会带领我们来走这条路。
And the Lord will lead us to walk in this way.
主自己先走这条十字架道。
And the Lord went before us.
所以在刚才我们读的启示录那一句话里头。
So we read just now the passage in Revelations.
他说羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都跟从。
These were the ones that followed the Lamb wherever he went.
就是这条路，主耶稣神的羔羊已经走过的。
This is the way in which the Lamb has walked already.
所以我们怎么能够来走这条十字架的道路呢？
So how do we walk the way of the cross?
我们要看一看主在地上所走过的路是怎么样。
We need to take a look at how the Lord walked the way of the cross on earth.
在这次聚会中间特别提到这个主耶稣这个一生是走十字架的道路。
And at the conference, they noted that Right when he was born, he began to walk the way of the cross.
就是他在还没有来到世界以前。
Even before he came into this world,
还没有降生以前,
even before he became flesh,
在腓立比书已经给我们看到了,
in Philippians, it tells us already,
他在创世以前, 在我们还没有被造以前,
before we were even created,
他已经决定要走十字架的道路,
he had already decided to take the way of the cross.
这里说他本有神的形象,
and he came in the likeness of God.In the likeness of man,
the form of God.
He is the form of God.
他不以自己与神同等为抢夺的。
And did not consider it robbery to be equal with God.
反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象。
But made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant.
成为人的样式。
And coming in the likeness of man.
这些话所写的是指的他在创世以前已经为我们决定要走这条道路。
And these words point to how the Lord had already decided to walk the way of the cross before we were created.
所以弟兄们在聚会中所讲到的。
So the brothers said at the conference.
他说这个救恩啊，不是从十字架啊人犯罪以后神才预备的。
It's not salvation started just when man sinned and at the cross.
不是说人犯了罪以后神看看有什么补救的办法所以呢就预备了这样的救恩
This was not a patch up a damage control the cross was not such
他说不是的
It was not such
因为启示录里头约翰所看到的这个耶稣基督
Because in Revelations John saw the risen Lord
他说这位基督就在创世以前已经被杀的羔羊
The lamb that which was slain from the foundation of the world
不是说人犯罪以后神觉得怎么办呢我们就预备一个救恩
It was not as if man sinned and God said what should we do should we prepare salvation
所以在远在创世以前神已经预备了这救恩
But even before the foundation of the world God had prepared this salvation
所以这个是主耶稣已经在本有神的形象但是他准备要来到世上成为人的样式
So who was in the form of God became the likeness of man
那么当他来到世上以后
And he came to this earth
他是从降生在伯利恒
And he was born in Bethlehem
所以主耶稣的十字架道路在地上是以从伯利恒来开始
So the way of the cross began at Bethlehem
所以刚才我们唱的诗歌也说从伯利恒我们东升
And just like the song we just sang, from Bethlehem, we were born.
我们这个看见主耶稣，他是从伯利恒开始。
Just like the Lord started in Bethlehem.
伯利恒是一个不太大的地方。
Bethlehem is not a large place.
是一个不太显著的地方。
It's not anything special about this place.
主耶稣他不是降生在耶路撒冷。
And the Lord was not born in Jerusalem.
不是在一个很大的城市。
He was not born in a large city.
他是降生在伯利恒。
He was born in Bethlehem.
而且他不是来到伯利恒，没有地方，没有房间为他。
And there was no room prepared for him in Bethlehem.
所以他是生在马槽里头。
So he had to be born in a manger.
你看一位至高的神
And you see here the Most High God
一位创造的神
The Creator
他来到地上却是来到一个卑微的地方
He came to this earth in a meek and lowly place
恐怕我们没有一个人生在一个马槽里头的
And I don't think there's any one of us that was born in a manger
但是我们的主却是降生在一个卑微的地方降生在一个马槽里
But our Lord was born in a meek place such as a manger
这不是一个偶然的事情
And this is not a coincidence
这个是他已经选择要走这样的道路
And this is the way that which he chose to walk
他没有说我是神所以我要降生在一个最好的地方
He didn't say I am God so I should be born in the most glorious place
没有
No
他不以自己与神同等为抢夺的
He did not consider it robbery to be equal with God
他反倒虚己
but made himself no reputation
这个是主耶稣的这个心
and this is the heart of our Lord Jesus
他取了奴仆的形象
he came in the form of a bondservant
他甘心的死在十字架上
and became obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross.
这样的话，每一个在世上的人都可以得到他的救恩。
So that all might receive his salvation.
他并没有说坚持要抓住自己的权利。
And he did not at any point want to grab on to his own right.
他不是说我是神，我就应该是这样。
He didn't say, I'm God, so therefore I should be or I am entitled to.
他对我们放下一个这个一个榜样。
And he gave a likeness.
他从地上是从伯利恒开始的。
And on this earth, he started at Bethlehem.
这给我们什么一个教训呢?
And what lesson does this teach us?
我们要跟随主。
We have to follow the Lord.
我们第一个地方，我们要先来到伯利恒。
We must start at Bethlehem.
我们也要从伯利恒来开始。
And we...As the Lord started in Bethlehem, so must we.
就像主耶稣那样的，能够放下自己。
Just like the Lord, to be able to deny himself.
主耶稣他本有神的一切的丰富。
And in the Lord is all the fullness.
但他为了救赎我们，他可以把这些放下。
But to save us, he put those aside.
我们里面没有什么东西，好像那么像主耶稣那么的宝贵的东西。
And in us, there doesn't seem to be anything that the Lord would.Take too precious.
即使有的话也是一点点。
And if there is, it is but a little bit.
但主耶稣告诉我们，你要若跟随我，就要舍己。
But the Lord says, if you wish to come after me, deny yourself.
舍己的意思就是放下自己。
And to deny means to put yourself off, away.
愿意为了主的缘故来忍受一切的难处。
And for the sake of the Lord to endure the hardship.
能够爱主，能够超过其他的一切。
To love the Lord.
不坚持自己应该有的权利。
And to not be entitled to the right due to you.
有时候我们总是觉得这是我应该得的。
And a lot of times we feel like this is what I deserve.
在家里，父母应该爱我。
And in the house, mom and dad should love me.
父母应该关心我。
And mom and dad should care for me.
在公司里头
and in workplace,
那同事应该尊重我
and the co-workers should respect me,
这个老板应该是来关心我
and the boss should be aware of me,
就是我们总觉得我们有我们自己的应该得到权利
and this is the right which we feel we should deserve,
如果人对我们稍微有一点点的不好的时候
and if man at any point treats us poorly,
我们就很受伤
we are wounded deeply,
所以我们要坚持要应该我有得到的权利
and we say this is the right that I deserve
这个是一个我们一个肉体上一个很致命一个很伤害我们的地方
and this is something that wounds us in our flesh
如果我们能够放下自己
if we are able to deny ourselves
不坚持自己的权利
and not to insist on our own rights
我们想我们可以在世上过了一个很开心的很快乐的一个日子
then perhaps we could enjoy a very joyful life on this earth
有一次我跟一位老姊妹去探访一个年纪大的一个福音朋友
and once I was with a sister and we were going to visit an elderly gospel friend
她认识一个年纪大的一个太太她已经有病了比较重了
and this gospel friend knew an elderly person that was very sick
他就这个老姊妹说要带我一起去看看他
and the old sister said let us go and visit
好那我们就去了
so we went
所以我们去的时候呢刚好他们的家人出来接待我们
and when we went it just so happened that they were there to receive us
这个家人跟我们说现在我们正要吃饭
and they said to us we are just in time for eating
我们吃晚饭
we're just in time for dinner
你们等一等
please wait a while.
他也没有说请我们等一等。
They didn't say please wait a while.
没有说。
They didn't say that.
你们等着。
They just said wait.
那我们就等着了。
So we waited.
也不领我们进房子。
And they didn't even let us into the house.
叫我们站在他的门口。
And they let us stand at their doorstep.
等他们吃完饭，我们才能跟这个老太太说说话。
To wait for them to finish eating until we could say something to that old lady.
等了很久，他也没有叫我们进去。
And still they did not let us in.
后来出来说老太太不太舒服。
Then they came out to us and said, "Oh, the old lady is not feeling too well."
他就叫我们走。
And then they asked us to leave. And that old sister that brought me there was very disturbed.
都约好的,
she said it was prepared.
但是却是叫我们站在门口半天,
but then they made us stand at the door for half a day.
也不让我们进去,
and didn't even let us in.
后来我们就说, 哎, 这个就是, 如果他们真的有困难, 不让我们见他呢, 那我们就算了, 下次再来看他吧。
And if this really is the case, then we'll just see them the next time.
我们常常会碰到一些事情, 叫我们不太开心。
A lot of times we'll encounter situations that disturb us.
为什么这样?
Why is it so?
不应该这样的。
It shouldn't be that way.
那么就, 如果是你常常这样想的话,
And if we think about this, have this mindset very often,
我们里头就会觉得很难。
Inside, we find it very disturbed.
但是主耶稣从伯利恒的时候,
but when our Lord from Bethlehem,
因为创造全能的主,
the creator of heaven and earth,
却是在一个卑微的地方做一个 baby,
born in a meek place as a baby,
好像没有什么力量,
no strength,
也没有自己能做什么,
no ability,
他为什么能这样?
Why was he able to do that?
圣经说他是存心卑微,
and the Bible says he made himself of no reputation.
他是愿意为了神的旨意来走这条的道路,
because of the will of God, he was willing to walk the way of the cross.
这里看到我们要来跟随主, 我们要放下自己。
So we see here, when we want to follow the Lord, we have to deny ourselves.
即使有的东西别人可以这样, 但是主跟你说你不能这样, 你还得来舍己来跟从主。
We have to deny ourselves to follow him.
就十字架是可以选择的。
And a cross can be chosen.
你可以要也可以不要。
You can either embrace it or you can reject it.
所以主耶稣说, 若有人,
And that's why the Lord said, whosoever,
如果你要想跟随主,
whosoever desires to come after me,
意思就是说你也可以, 你也可以选择,
you can choose to follow or not to follow.
十字架是可以选择的,
and you can choose the cross.
主不勉强我们每个人,
and the Lord does not force us to bear the cross.
他也不是因为我们, 跟随主要出很大的代价, 他就降低他的标准。
And the Lord does not ask us to pay a great price, so he lowered himself.
他也不会说, 要舍己很难, 那你们就舍一半吧。 Let whole yourself, then you let half yourself.
He didn't ask you to deny half yourself.
都不是一半，你一半舍己就可以了。
He didn't say just deny half of yourself.
你要完全把自己放下。
You have to completely deny yourself.
这个是觉得很难。
And this we feel is very difficult.
但是主说这句话,
but the Lord, when he says this,
他也要给我们跟随他的力量的。
He will also give us the strength to follow him.
然后从伯利恒, 他就来到拿撒勒,
and from Bethlehem, he went to Nazareth.
当他降生以后,
and after he had descended,
希律王要逼迫他要杀他,
Herod wanted to persecute him and to kill him.
所以他们全家就逃到埃及,
so the whole family went to Egypt.
等到这个希律王死了以后, 他们就回到拿撒勒,
until Herod had died, the family returned to Nazareth.
一直在拿撒勒这个地方住了等到 30岁,
and he lived in the town of Nazareth until he was 30.
拿撒勒是在加利利这个地方,
and Nazareth is in the region of Galilee.
是在耶路撒冷比较北面的地方,
and it's north of Jerusalem.
在那个地方是跟外邦人一块混杂居住的地方,
and this is a place where the Jews are mingle with the Gentiles, interlive.
所以在圣经里头就说这是外邦人的加利利,
and in the Bible says it is the Gentiles Galilee.
对，Gentile，对对。那么人看不起这个地方。
And it is a place that is not looked up to by men.
所以当主耶稣 遇见纳撒勒的 这个纳丹叶的时候,
so when
sorry, 纳丹叶 Nathaniel,
when Nathaniel
那么腓力找到纳丹叶说我们遇见我们找到弥赛亚了。
When they said that we had found the Messiah,
纳丹叶说拿撒勒这个地方还能出什么好东西啊？
Okay, what, and Nathanael said, what good could come out of Nazareth?
可见的这个拿撒勒这个地方是人看不起的。
And this is a place that is despised by men.
但是这个地方就是耶稣住了二十八年的地方。
But this is the place where our Lord lived for 28 years.
他从婴孩到少年。
As a child to a youth.
到少年到青年。
As a youth to a young adult.
啊，在这个地方度过了他二十八年的时间。
And he dwelt here for 28 years.
圣经上很少记载这个三十岁以前耶稣做了一些什么事情。
And the Bible does not give much account about these 30 years.
只有记载一次，他十二岁的时候到耶路撒冷圣殿去。
There's only one time where when he was 12, he went to the temple at Jerusalem.
其他的，耶稣在拿撒勒这个地方，他怎么生长的？他做了些什么事情？做什么工作？圣经上都没怎么提到。
Jesus, while he was in Nazareth, what did he? How did he live? What did he do? What was his job? The Bible does not record.
啊，可能他的父亲是做木匠，可能他也做木匠的一个工作。
And his father was a carpenter. Perhaps he also was a carpenter.
但是更多的我们也不知道了。
But more than that, we do not know.
可以说，在这个二十八年当中，这耶稣是不是人所能知道的。
And perhaps it is not meant for us to know.
但是却是神知道的。
But the Lord knows.
人看不见他的生活。
The man could not see his life.
但是神却是看见他在地上这么多年，这几二十几年的生活。
The Father saw his life.
一直等到三十岁。
To the point when he was 30.
当要他出来服侍神的时候。
And when he was about to come and serve the Lord.
他在约旦河受了浸。
And he was baptized in the river Jordan.
当他受浸的时候。
And when he was baptized.
天开了。
The heavens opened.
就天上有声音说。
And there was a sound from heaven saying.
这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased.
天父，父在天上说这个话。
And the Father in heaven said this.
不只是看见他受浸。说这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
It's not just to say, when he's baptized, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased.
这句话是对他这个前三十年他的一生所走过的路，他有生活一个总的一个概括。
And this was to say, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased after his 30 years of hidden life.
因为他在这个三十年当中，他过的这生活是神所喜悦的。
Because in these 30 years in Nazareth, these were he lived a life that was pleasing to the Father.
虽然人看不见
，although man could not see，
但是神却是看见了。
But the Father saw.
可以说这三十年，它是个隐藏的一个生命。
And you could say that these 30 years were a hidden life.
这个是主耶稣在这三十年中间给我们看到的。
And this is what the word tells us about the 30 years of our Lord's life.
以致主父能够在这个时候说，这是我爱子，我所喜悦。
So the Father can say, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased."
在神面前过一个隐藏的生活。
And he lived before the Father a hidden life.
那看看我们自己呢
？And let us look at ourselves.
我们人的天性都不喜欢是。默默无闻啊，就是人所不知道的。
And it is our nature to dislike not being noticed.
比如说，你看见，比如说我们自己都有孩子啊，当有这个孩子在一起的时候
，And when we have kids and our children are playing with one another.
如果有几个孩子，你称赞其中一个孩子
，And if you could pick one of the children out.
另外一个就会说了
，And another will say.
爸爸妈妈，你看我也挺好的吧。
Oh, if you can notice one of the children and your child will say, Mom, Dad, what about me?
啊，这个他总是想不要给埋没自己啊，不要把自己给隐藏起来。
They don't want to be hidden. They want to be obvious.
我们总是要想显露自己。
And we want to show ourselves off.
但是你要跟随神的羔羊。
But when we are those that follow the Lamb.
跟羔羊无论往哪里去，你都跟随。
These are those who follow the Lamb wherever he went.
就是我们要有一个隐藏的生活。
We need to have this hidden life.
我们不是总是活在人的面前。
We don't live just before men.
不是托听人说我们这样的好那样的好。
Not just to receive the praise and applause of men.
我们要学习活在神的面前。
We have to learn how to live before the Father.
所以在马太福音第六章就讲到。
So Matthew chapter 6 it says.
他讲到几件这个敬畏神的事情。
And he talks about some ways to honor the Lord.
就是讲到施舍。
Such as giving.
还有祷告。
And prayer.
还有禁食。
And fasting.
主耶稣讲到这几件事情的时候。
And when the Lord talked about these things,
他有个共同的点,
He has a further point.
就是说你们要在暗中行，在这个暗里头，就是在人看不见的地方做。
You must do it in secret.
你在祷告的时候,
And when you pray,
不要像法利赛人站在街口这么的高声的祷告。
Do not be like the Pharisees who stand and pray loudly.
叫人看见可以称赞你多么的敬畏神。
So men can see you and say, oh, how much you honor the Lord.
他说你要进入你的内室。
You have to go into your inner room.
祷告你在暗中的父。
And pray in secret.
暗中的你的父必然察看。
And the Father will see you in secret.
你们进食的时候。
And when you fast,
不要像有一些人弄得这个脸不洗，头发也不梳。
Do not be like those who you know do not wash their face and do not comb their hair.
叫人看见，哎呀，你现在在禁食了，你多么的这个敬畏神。
So that people can see, oh, you're fasting. How much you honor the Lord.
他说你不要这样。
Do not be like that.
你还照常跟你平时一样。
You should be as you are in your normal life.
不是求人看见。
Not to let people look at you.
他说你这样行的话，你的父在暗中察看，必然要报答你。
If you do this, the Father who sees you in secret will reward you openly.
所以主耶稣他自己是这么做的。
So Lord, our Lord, this is how he lived.
在世上过，在三十年以前过了一个隐藏的生活。
So for 30 years, he lived a hidden life.
而且他也教导我们也要这样的做。
And he calls us also to live this hidden life.
过一个隐藏的生活。
To live a hidden life.
如果没有一个隐藏的生活
and if we do not have this hidden life,
这是在人的面前的生活
and we just live before men,
不是神所喜悦的
this is not the will of the Lord.
在教会的侍奉当中也有很多事情不是人看得见的
and in the service in the church, there are also things that men will not see.
你所看得见就是站在讲台上的人
and you'll see those who are standing at the pulpit.
但是有很多服事比如在看这个婴孩
There are a lot of services, such as looking after the children.
或者有些人在厨房里的服侍
Or for those who are serving in the kitchen.
或有些人在暗中的祷告的服侍
Or for those who are in prayer.
虽然都看不见
Although these things are not seen.
但是也是非常重要的
But they are also important.
如果没有这些看不见的这个服侍
And if there are things, if there weren't services that were not seen.
就没有这些看得见的服侍
Then there wouldn't be those services that are seen.
这个就是神教导我们要在暗中有一个隐藏的生活。
And this is what the Lord shows us to have a hidden life.
神所重用的这些仆人
，and the Lord the servants in which He uses.
我们看到他们都有一个隐藏的生活。
They all had a hidden life.
你看这个摩西在神被神使用以前
，and you see Moses before he was used.
他四十年在米甸的旷野放羊
40 years in the wilderness of Midian
等到四十年过了神才呼召他出来带以色列人出埃及
Only after 40 years was then God able to use him to call the people of Israel out of Egypt
在米甸旷野的四十年
In the 40 years in the wilderness of Midian
就是一个隐藏的生活
That was the hidden life
就是预备他以后的四十年来好好的来侍奉神
to prepare him for his future 40 years to serve the Lord.
保罗也是这样的
and likewise with Paul.
当他在大马色路上遇见了主耶稣以后
after his encounter with the Lord on the road to Damascus,
他并没有一下就出来来传道
he did not immediately go out and preach.
他乃是先到亚拉伯的旷野有三年之久在那地方隐藏起来
he too had a hidden life for 3 years in the Arabian desert.
所以我们看见保罗也好摩西也好
So we see how Moses lived, how Paul lived.
他们是跟随羔羊的脚踪。
These are the ones that followed in the footsteps of the Lamb.
他过了一个隐藏的生活。
And they lived a hidden life.
以至以后他们被神大大的使用。
Until they were ready for the Lord to use them mightily.
在拿撒勒的时候，我们也看他主耶稣在加利利这个地方。他做了很多年的工作。
And in Nazareth, we see how the Lord served in the region of Galilee.
在福音书里头，很多的部分所记载的是耶稣在加利利所做的工。
And in the Gospels, much is recorded about the Lord's ministry in Galilee.
我们从这四本福音书
，and from these four Gospels,
我们可以看到耶稣在加利利的时候，他是怎么服事的。
We can see how the Lord served in Galilee.
他的服事归纳起来。就是他按照神的旨意来服事。
And the Lord served according to the will of the Father.
不管是服事一个人
no, whether it be serving one person,
或者服事几千个人
or serving many thousand,
他都是按照神的旨意。
He served according to the will of the Father.
而且他是殷勤的服事。
And he served diligently.
他在马可福音里头所记载的。
And in Mark it records,
你看见耶稣一早晨起来以后，就是在旷野祷告。
You see, when the Lord first awoke in the morning, he was in the wilderness praying.
然后有很多人要找他医病。
And there are many people wishing to be healed.
有很多人想要听他的教训。
And many people wishing to hear his doctrine.
一天的工作从早晨到晚上。
And a whole day's work from morning to evening.
因为他要遵行神的旨意。
Because he wanted to fulfill the will of the Father.
他不是为了工作而工作。
He did not work for the sake of work.
不是说神给我这样责任，那我就来尽这责任。
He did not that, oh, the Lord gave me this responsibility, so I'm here to fulfill it.
他是乃是从心里头来遵行父神的旨意。
But from his heart, his desire was to fulfill the will of the Father.
他殷勤，他不懒惰。
And he was diligent, and he was not lazy.
他不求人的称赞。
And he did not do this for men's praise.
但是就是这个也是我们应该效法的。
And this is also how we should.
我们服事怎么样？
How
够不殷勤？
Are we diligent enough?
是不是人家安排我做这个事情，那我就做了，做完就算完了？
Are we like here's some work to do, and then once we finish it, we just finish?
我们要从心里头也觉得。这个所做的工作是要来行神的旨意。
We have to from the heart serve such to fulfill the will of the Father.
然后我们就看到到了科西玛尼。
And we see our Lord in the Garden of Gethsemane.
等他最后在地上一个星期。
In his last week on earth.
他来到耶路撒冷。
He came to Jerusalem.
当他吃过跟门徒吃过逾越节的晚餐以后
，and after he ate the Passover feast with his disciples,
他带了三个门徒到科西玛尼来祷告。
He brought three disciples to the Garden of Gethsemane to pray.
这是他最后在地上的一天。
And this was his last day on this earth.
主知道这个时候到了。
The Lord knew the time had come.
在科西玛尼，他在那个地方与父神交通。
And in Gethsemane, the Lord prayed to the Father.
他迫切的祷告
and he poured himself out in prayer.
圣经记载
and the Bible records.
他说他心里极其忧伤
and his heart was grieved to the point of death.
几乎要死
grieved to the point of death.
而且说到他汗如血滴 流下来
and his sweat was sweat drops of blood.
圣经没有记载待在科西玛尼园他怎么祷告的。
And the Bible does not record how he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane.
我们很难明白为什么主耶稣在科西玛尼园会那么的极其的忧伤。
And we do not know why our Lord would be so grieved and sorrowed in the Garden of Gethsemane.
我们很难明白。
It's hard for us to understand.
他不是怕死。
It's not that he was afraid of death.
不是想到第二天他就要被钉十字架。
And it's not the second day where he was to be crucified.
他不是怕的十字架的死。
He's not afraid of the death of the cross.
因为他知道。
Because he knows.
他降生就是为了死。
He knows that was the reason why he was put on the earth.
他就是要来到世上，在十字架上担当人的罪而死。
He knew he was going to come and bear the sins of the world and die on the cross.
他自己也说过,
and he said himself,
他说我是好牧人, he said, 好牧人为羊舍命,
said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
他说我这样做,
and I do this willingly.
他愿意这么做,
he's willing to do this.
他知道十字架的,
and he knows the pain of the cross. But he had prepared already. He was not afraid of the death of the cross. Therefore, why was he so sorrowful? Why was there such a battle? And we are not too clear. But we can see. But at that time, Satan tried to come and discourage the Lord. And we know when the Lord began his ministry. Before the baptism, he was in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights being tempted by Satan.
但是经过这40天, 这魔鬼的三次的试探, 耶稣都用神的话来抵挡他得胜了。But
all three times he was tempted by Satan, he used the word of God to defeat the enemy.
但这段经文接着就说, 魔鬼暂时的离开他。
And then the enemy fled from him.
但是到最后这个时刻,
But at the very end,
你想撒旦会轻易的就放过耶稣吗?
Do you think that Satan would just let Jesus go?
最后一个机会了。
His last opportunity.
所以撒旦要极尽全力来攻击，来试探耶稣。
So with all his might, Satan came to disturb and to discourage and to bother the Lord.
这次撒旦的试探不是世界用世界来试探耶稣。
And this time he did not tempt the Lord with things of the world.
不像在旷野的时候，他试探耶稣用这个石头变成饼。
It was not this time where he, like in the wilderness, tempted the Lord to make bread out of the stones.
他乃是用这个己的生命，用己这样一个事情来试探耶稣。
And he came and made the Lord tempted the Lord with his self.
就是用己这个试探耶稣的己。
He came and tempted the Lord with himself.
是不是他是按照自己的意思，还是按照神的意思？
Was he doing this for his own will or for the will of the Father?
我们知道主耶稣的己的 self 跟我们的 self 是完全不同的。
And we know that the self of the Lord and our self is completely different.
我们的己呢是一个败坏的己。
Our self is a corrupted self.
是一个有罪的己。
And is a self with sin.
是个完全为了自己的己。
And is a self that lives entirely for itself.
但是主耶稣的己却是一个圣洁的己。
But the Lord's self is a holy self.
他是一个无罪的己。
And he is a self without sin.
他的己跟我们完全不一样。
His self is completely different from our self.
但是撒旦还要在最后这个机会来试探耶稣。
But Satan in this last moment came to tempt the Lord.
叫他因着十字架的苦难，他能够要放下遵行神旨意的这样的一个事情。
To tempt him regarding the cross and the will of the Father.
对。
So he could disobey the will of the Father.
所以这是一个苦杯。
So this is that bitter cup.
主耶稣流泪的恳求救他免死的神。And
the Lord pled with the Father.
让我们可以看看希伯来书第五章。So
we see in Hebrews chapter 5.
希伯来书第五章第七节就说到。
Chapter 5 verse 7.
这地方就说到他在克西马尼园的时候的祷告。
This talks about his prayer in Gethsemane.
他说基督在肉体的时候，既大声哀哭，流泪祷告，恳求那能免救他免死的主，就因他的虔诚蒙了应允。
Who in the days of his flesh, When he had offered up prayers and supplications with vehement cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death and was heard because of his godly fear.
这个地方说到主耶稣要恳求父神救他免死。
And this is a passage speaking of how the Lord cried out and pleaded with the Lord Father to save him.
这个地方的死不是指的十字架的死。
And this death is not just the death of the cross.
不是叫父神说你不要让我在十字架上被钉死。
It's not just, Lord, Father, do not allow me to be nailed to the cross.
这不是主耶稣的意思。
This is not what the Lord was talking about.
这个就是这个死呢，是指的他不能够顺服神的旨意而有的死。
This was the death of I was not able to fulfill the will of the Father's death.
因为你当你不能够顺服神旨意的时候
，because when you are not able to fulfill the will of the Father，
这就是一个属灵的死。
This is a spiritual death.
你看，在亚当、夏娃在伊甸园里头
，and when you see Adam in the Garden of Eden，
他吃了这个神所禁止他吃的果子以后，他就死了。
And when he ate the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, he died.
他这个是个属灵的死。
And this is spiritual death.
所以当你不顺服神的旨意的时候
，So when you do not obey the will of the Father,
在里面就死了。
Inside you die.
所以他恳求神保守他，让他能够顺服神的旨意。
So he asked the Father to protect him so that he could do the Father's will.
所以等到最后第三次祷告的时候。
So the third time our Lord in the garden prayed,
他说不要照我的意思，要照你的意思。
He said, Let not my will be done, but yours.
这就是主在科西玛尼园。
And this was our Lord in Gethsemane.
最后就是他不要照我的意思。
At the very end, yet not my will.
他走过科西玛尼园。
And he went through Gethsemane.
他得胜了仇敌的攻击。
And he was victorious over the enemy's temptation.
我们也要走过科西玛尼园。
We too must walk.
我们也要像主耶稣那样，不要照我的意思，乃是要照父的意思。
And we must too, like our Lord, say, "Yet not my will, but let yours be done."
这就是对我们的己的生命是一个对付。
And this is a lesson to ourselves.
科西玛尼这个意思，这个字的意思就是榨油的地方。
And the meaning of Gethsemane is oil press.
就是一个破碎的地方。
And it's a place where you are crushed.
主耶稣怎么在科西玛尼园完全被破碎
？And our Lord was completely crushed in the Garden of Gethsemane.
以致有油能够流出来。
So that to the point where oil can flow.
今天神也同样要我们。
And today our Lord requires us as well.
我们的己要被破碎。
That ourself must be crushed.
然后神的生命才能够从我们里面流露出来。
So that the life of Christ may flow from us.
人看见我们的不是我们这个己的生命。
So that when people see us, it is not the self they see.
人能看到基督这个生命从我们里面出来。
But they see the life of Christ flowing from us.
我们破碎的时候是很痛苦的。
And when we are crushed, it is indeed painful.
但是我们相信神所做的都是为了我们的益处。
But we believe that the Lord does it for our good.
然后最后就到哥哥他。
And to the last, Golgotha.
哥哥他就是十字架，主在十字架上受死的地方。
Golgotha was a place where our Lord was nailed to the cross and died.
我们看见有些电影的话，描写主耶稣最后十二个小时所受的苦。
And there's a particular movie out there that documents the last 12 hours of our Lord's death.
是不是有个电影叫做 The Passion of the Christ?
This movie is The Passion of the Christ.
就讲到主耶稣在钉十字架所受的苦是怎么样，有些人看不下去了。
And it documents how our Lord died on the cross and some people cannot bear to watch it.
钉子钉在手上，钉在脚上。
And the nails piercing the hands and the feet.
荆棘戴在头上。
And a crown of thorns.
全身都是血。
And covered with blood,
极其的痛
with incredible pain.
这个电影实在是叫人看起来，知道主耶稣所受的痛苦，真不是我们所能想象的。
And it paints a picture of the Lord's pain on the cross that we cannot imagine.
但是在这个这次的大会里头
，But this time at the special conference,
弟兄们说到，在十字架的痛苦， 主耶稣所经过的痛苦，还不是肉体的痛苦，还不是最大的痛苦。
The brothers at the conference reminded us that the pain of the flesh that our Lord suffered was not the most painful part.
他们说最大的痛苦是在克西马尼园里的痛苦。
The most painful part was in the Garden of Gethsemane.
那个地方所受的痛苦比在十字架上所受的还要更深，还要更重。
The pain experienced in Gethsemane was greater than that on the cross.
所以他不是单单肉体上痛苦。
It was not just his body, the pain of the body.
这个肉体痛苦已经是非常痛苦的。
And indeed, the pain on the body is already painful enough.
但是更大的痛苦就是他的灵里头的。
But greater still was in his spirit.
以致在十字架上。
When he was on the cross.
他是说，神啊神啊，为什么要离弃我？
He says, my God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
在十字架上一共有六小时。
And he hung on that cross for 6 hours.
前三个小时是受到人的讥诮、人的弃绝、人的责骂。
And for the 3 hours, on the cross, the first 3 hours he was despised and mocked.
但是在后三个小时，却是神离开了他。
But it was in the last 3 hours where the Father left the Son.
父从来没有离开过他。
The Father has never left the Son.
但是他这个儿子为了担当我们的罪，却是要忍受父离弃他的痛苦。
But in order to bear our sins on himself, he had to endure the pain of the father leaving him.
为什么要这样呢
？Why?
但是他爱我们。
Because he loves us.
他为了爱我们的缘故。
And because he loves us.
他可以忍受灵里头、身体上。一切的苦难
He endured not only the bodily but also the spiritual pain.
我们是否也可以为了爱主的缘故，能够忍受一点点的别人的误会呢
？Can we not endure just a little bit of pain for our Lord?
所以我们要在神的面前，真的让这个十字架的图画再次活化在我们的面前。
So we need to see once again the image of the cross.
什么？能够激励我们的爱主呢
？And what can encourage us to love the Lord？
只有基督的爱才能激励我们来爱他。
Only the love of Christ can come to encourage us to love the Lord。
在聚会中间也讲到，不要把十字架看作是一个悲剧。
And at this conference also noted that don't look on the cross as in such a negative, sorry,
tragedy.
It says as a tragedy.
不是说一个悲剧。
It's not a tragedy.
好，所以我们讲到十字架，就不是讲到要生多大的病，或者是受多大的痛苦，这个才是十字架。
Don't just say, "Oh, when we bear the cross, it's you know a great sickness or great tribulation."
十字架有一面也是一个祝福。
There's also one face of the cross that is tremendous blessing.
主耶稣为什么要我们跟随他
？And why does the Lord want us to follow him?
为什么要我们舍己背十字架来跟随他
？Why does he want us to deny ourselves, pick up the cross, and follow him?
因为他愿意把他的丰富、他的祝福来交通给我们。
He's willing to give us his fullness and his blessing.
所以十字架乃是祝福。
So the cross is blessing.
真正能背十字架跟从主的，一定是一个很蒙福的人。
Those who are able to bear the cross and follow the Lord are indeed blessed.
因为主耶稣所走的路
is the path in which our Lord walked.
不是到十字架就停下来了
was not stopped at the cross.
这个终点不是十字架
the destination was not the cross.
乃是复活升天，他坐在神的右边
But it was resurrection and being exalted to the right hand of the Father.
所以十字架的终点乃是宝座。
So the central point of the cross is the throne.
所以主耶稣从受苦一直到荣耀。
From suffering to glory.
所以他主耶稣让我们来跟随他。
So Lord asks us to follow him.
也让我们来走十字架道路。
To walk the way of the cross.
他知道我们没有力量。
He knows that we cannot do it ourselves.
但是他要我们这样做。
But he wants us to do this.
他要给我们力量。
He's going to give us strength.
他也要我们跟他一同受苦，一同得荣耀。
And he wants us to suffer with him today, but receive the glory with him as well.
只要我们有一点愿意的心。
So that we have a willing heart.
我们跟主说。
to say to the Lord,
虽然我没有力量,
although I have no strength,
但是我心里实在愿意来跟随,
my heart is willing to follow you,
要走这条十字架道,
to walk the way of the cross,
也要从伯利恒东升,
and to start from Bethlehem,
要经过纳撒勒,
and to live in Nazareth,
也要到克西马尼,
and to dwell in Galilee,
一直跟随你,
and follow you all the way to the cross,
一直跟随你到荣耀,
eventually to glory.
主一定会加给我们力量。
And the Lord indeed will give us strength.
这个也激励我们，知道我们将来我们的结局不是一个苦难，乃是荣耀。
And this reminds us that our destination is not suffering, it is glory.
最后一天大会结束的时候
，And at the very end, the last day of the meeting, this is the conference.
唱的诗歌就是主啊，你快来。
We sang a song, Maranatha, O Lord, come.
主啊，你快来。
Lord, come.
走这个十字架道路就是一个要主快来的心。
And walking the way of the cross is a way in which we hasten the coming of the Lord.
愿主祝福他自己的话。
May the Lord bless His own word.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，你监察我们的内心。
Lord, you know our hearts.
你也知道我们的力量。
And you know the strength we have.
我们感谢你这样的爱我们。
We thank you that you love us so much.
不但为我们死在十字架上,
not only the death of the cross,
还要我们来跟随你,
but you want us to follow after you.
这是你的爱,
and this is your love.
这是你的心,
and this is your heart.
主啊, 我们愿意,
and Lord, we are willing.
求你加添给我们众弟兄姊妹的力量,
oh Lord, give all the brothers and sisters here the strength.
让我们也能够跟随羔羊的脚踪,
that we can follow in the footsteps of the Lamb.
在我们一生中间好好来爱你,
that in our lifetime we would love you,
来侍奉你,
and to serve you,
也在这里等候你的回来,
and to wait for your return.
祝福你的教会和弟兄姊妹,
bless your church and the brothers and sisters,
祝福每一位人,
and bless each individual here.
我们感谢你,
we praise you,
奉耶稣的名,
in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.